I'm calling the meeting to order at 5:35 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Roll call. Jared Davis?
Here.
Kyle Johnson?
Here.
Scott Krause? Is absent. Aaron Stevens is present. Lloyd Timberlake is absent. Nathan Wakefield is absent. Noelle Yee.
Present.
Mike Sullivan.
Here.
Cody Firex.
Present.
Martin Frost is absent. I'll give you a sec, Jared. Frost, okay. And moving to approval of the agenda, would somebody like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
This is Noel. I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? Questions about the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passed. Okay, moving to approval of minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from December 8th?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle, do we have a second? No, I'll have to check it yet.
No.
Jared or Noel, second?
Second. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry,
wait, so who ended up seconding? Jared? Okay.
I did, Jared.
Okay. any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Voting. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstention? Motion passes. And approval of December 22nd minute. Anyone want to make the motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make a motion.
This is Jared. I'll second.
Second? Okay.
All right.
Discussing. And moving to vote. Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. All right. On to reports with our first one from Cody for the 2014 IJ Festival.
Hey. Yeah, things are going well in the planning stage here. Obviously, our main focus right now is on ticket sales and making sure the juggle.org website as well as our ticketing website is up. Mike's been putting a lot of work into the ticketing website, so it's coming out great and should be ready for launch here. And there's a link on there if anybody wants to check out the existing one and has any feedback, message Mike or myself. And then the juggle.org, there's a folder with essentially each file is what one of the pages would be. So we're working through that information as it gets added, but it's pretty much most of what we would need for ticket sale date is ready to go. A lot of work with advertising. Kyle's been heading that up. We got flyers sent to the printer, so we should be getting those soon. Another thing that...
I got them.
You got them now?
Sorry, they're in, yeah. Just wanted to let you know,
Yeah, so that if anybody has addresses that we can get from you guys, that'd be great, so we can send you some flyers to pass out.
or if you know anyone who's going to be at, or anyone who will be going to festivals soon in your area or something that might be interested in handing out postcards.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to festivals yourself, let us know.
Yeah.
Cody, were you in touch with that student at Purdue?
Julia?
This is Jared. I sent you a couple months
Julia.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah, Julia's going to help me with contacting some of the local restaurants and see if we can get discounts for the jugglers, and then also they'd put a flyer up for us. So then we'd throw them on, like, our amenities page with our food and all that other information, and then get a discount for anybody coming to the festival. So we've already got that set up for hotels and shuttles and a few other areas we're working on now. So to help with promotion, yeah, they'll put up flyers and then also get discounts for everybody coming for us is always cool.
Sweet. So she's approaching restaurants about that?
Yep. Go to the local pizza shops and all the stuff within walking distance.
That's
great. So. Cool. Yeah, games and shows are well along the way. All the directors are well in their planning stages and have been in discussion with myself or Aaron or Noel or Kyle. So that's good. We got our fire spinning location picked out. So that's a really sweet looking spot if you guys want to grab that picture. It's a concourse with this really awesome fountain in front of it. So I think that'll be a really nice area. We have some unresolved issues down here. The main one that there's a little bit of an email string going around is with the core team expense on the budget. So maybe we should just have that discussion now. So what that from our end, what that was intended for is the people that are meeting every single week, which is myself and Kyle and Noel and Aaron and Dina. We're meeting every Wednesday and working on this planning progress, and everybody has their team of people that they meet with and talk about what's going on and make sure the planning stages are going. So this one was on the original budget, but maybe we didn't specifically talk about it close enough. So why don't we just open up the floor for that?
Well, I think we came from a couple of years where nobody got a comp. There were no comp fest packages, and nobody got paid to work on the festival. We have lots of volunteers working many, many hours on the festival, and I just don't know if there's a precedent for paying some group of people for their expenses and meals when many other people are working as much or more, both before and at the festival, and weren't offered anything like this and probably wouldn't accept it. So I just think it sets a bad precedent.
And just to be clear, that's not, it wouldn't be making money, it would be breaking even.
Yes, well, I'm working, for 6 months before the festival, and I'll be working 40 hours during the festival all day, every day at the registration table. I'm not asking for anything other than not having to pay to go to the festival. I'll still pay all my own expenses, and I think that's what volunteering means.
Hey, the Wakefield.
So. This is Jared, and I just want to say that, when Cody, when you applied to be the festival director, I believe I brought up how a couple years ago Matt Hall was a festival director, and he not only was he not paid, but he paid for his own festival package to go to the festival. I'm with Mike that I don't think this is, that I'm not for this cost or this expense.
Hey, this is Kyle. I think we would be so lucky to have, someone that would do all that work for free to be the festival director, but we didn't seem to have many people that were super interested and were good outlooks, somebody that could do the job very well, and I think, it's not a terrible thing to pay someone for a job done, especially a job done well.
We've approved that for the festival director.
This is not the festival director's
pay. the core team specifically.
And
it's a point that keeps coming up, just commenting on it.
Yeah.
Well, my point is that I'm with Mike in that no one received a comp, like, or very few people. And now not only are, you know, there are some people, we're paying the festival director $5,000, and then now we're spending, what is it, $1,700 on
Mike,
food and
life. Mike just said he gets a comp.
I'm talking about
the past. He's talking about the past.
Okay. All right.
And it went from many comps to zero to a few this past year, from what I recall. But it wasn't something that was ever really discussed. I know Bodhi in our meetings, we talked about festival package for the core team. And I think for me, festival package just meant the festival entry. We're all working a ton.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, I'll be honest, I don't know what my finances will be this summer, and if that means I can't attend the festival, that's just something to consider too. But I wasn't expecting the festival hotel or food expenses, and I agree that just because we've had a few years of barely breaking even.
I would say the other thing that can happen with a stipend being paid to some people and not to others is be susceptible to whoever's making that terrible noise, please stop. Can't hear anything. By paying a stipend to some people and not to others, the board and the IJA is susceptible to criticism that we're engaged in self-dealing.
Right.
I don't think anybody wants to have to defend that.
Okay, and obviously I don't want to spend too much time on that issue, but it was brought up and thought it was worth bringing up with the group. So, Aaron, we'll talk about that with our main group then of people.
Yeah, and I know Kyle's not planning to go. I doubt Dean is accepting that. I don't know where it's coming from on it. I'm fine with dropping it, and yeah, I hadn't really expected it either.
Okay.
But yeah, we can talk about it and finalize at the upcoming meeting.
Sounds good.
If anybody is moving around or using your phone, if you could please mute your phone if you're not going to say anything, because there's a lot of feedback.
Yeah. Lots of tinkly sounds. All right. Anything else there, Cody? I guess, yeah, the unresolved things.
Yeah, I think that should cover the important stuff. Everybody can kind of look down there. Any of the unresolved stuff is just because we don't have an organizer right now, but it's nothing that's a pressing matter that we can't figure out and decide whether we want or not.
Yeah, if anyone can think of people that may be interested in organizing these and put a line out to those people, we'd love to have an open stage on Friday in lieu of not having a show that night, and possibly in lieu of a Renegade, but we have a space for it and we could have an open stage. That would be really fun, but we don't have anyone to organize it. Busking competition, Laura Castelline was lined up to do it again, but turns out she's got a baby due, so she's not going to be there. And then, yeah, parade, I was actually thinking maybe the local juggling club might be interested in taking that on, Cody.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. I kind of put that seed in Julia's head, and then I told her that I can take on a big brunt of that. So I figure I'll do the city contact, and then she can kind of help with the on-site portion.
Sweet. In fact, the juggling seed has been done by Kim, but she is not planning, or she doesn't know if she's going to be there either. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you talked about it in the core team meetings or not, but one thing to start thinking about at this stage would be permits for the fire and for the parade, if you're thinking about it.
Yep.
Find out. Okay.
Cody talked
yep.
to all those people on his site visit and figured out what's needed in
okay.
there. Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Thank you. Yep. We're ready to rock with that stuff.
Cool. All right. Anything else? Okay. Moving on to 2015 IJF Festival Quebec report from Noel.
Hello. This is Noel. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So first off, I'll say that it was probably could have paid me to be there. It was negative 30 degrees for about 5 days, and that was during the festival. And that's not Celsius. It was very cold. And luckily, this festival doesn't occur during the wintertime. And if you take a look at the IJ Festival Quebec report document, this is just a summary. If you want to look in the 2015 festival folder, I'm working on the completed report. You can take a look at where it's at. I just have written in some of the research items about train distances and the exact trains that take you to there and stuff like that. So all that is in there, but some other data. But just kind of going from the top here, Quebec is like a really beautiful festival facilities. There are basically, in terms of the actual IJA festival, this is actually everything I'm saying. All the pictures are in Vero's report. And if you guys haven't seen that, that's in the 2015 folder, and it also has been sent. And there's like gorgeous pictures in there of her initial report. But the facilities that this, I'll just try to go in some kind of systematic way here, but the special facilities that we have, there's the college, which is Cégep de Limoilou, and while I was there, we attempted to meet with the president of the facilities, but she had communicated with this person before, and they didn't happen to be available. We went there 3 times checking. But we got to look around, and there's a triple gym, which is going to be the main hall, and then there's a smaller gym, which is the camping gym. And then the other facility for the festival itself is the Echo de Cirque, and that facility is enormous. It's an old converted church that is now a juggling facility. I'm going to fly through this for questions, which I think are probably going to come up. So anyway, so location, Quebec is beautiful. It's a gorgeous city. In the wintertime, even, it's quite pretty. It's just sort of dangerous. And it's about 2 hours east of Montreal, and it's about 5.5 hours near to you, possibly a bit longer. And the same goes from Boston. We drove, and it was very slow because it was full of snow, but it's not going to be snowy in that time of year. And so the lodging, just to go to the lodging for the festival, I already mentioned one of the gyms within the Cégep de Limoilou will be the camping gym. There'll be a small camping for you to camp in that gym. And then in addition, there is a lot of hotels that are very quaint within a mile of the Echo de Cirque. So the juggling facilities, well, we communicated a lot about the 2015 festival and kind of touched with the budget a little bit. But it looks like it's going to be a mixture of the Cégep de Limoilou Triple Gym and the Echo de Cirque. But the hard part is that, you know, I'm not the festival director, but there's ample place for all of those activities. And basically the Echo will be used mostly for free juggling and special workshops. There's a lot of smaller rooms within there, and you can see that in the actual full report or in her videos or the PDF that she sent out. It's huge. You're going to hold the 200, 300 jugglers in there between upstairs, downstairs, possibly even more. The Cégep de Limoilou has a triple gym, which will probably hold well over 300 jugglers. I would say the equivalent in size, at least where I would be, to the gym at Winston-Salem, except a lot higher ceilings, maybe even bigger than that. And the dimensions are there. Another just facility situation is that I went to the Great Events Council of the City of Quebec with Vero, and we sat at a table with a grant writer and someone else, and they transferred between French and English, basically talking about getting grants donated for street closures for things like the parade and the joggling. So hopefully the joggling is going to have a small route throughout the city. It sounds pretty neat, and if that doesn't work out, she has other options, like a track that's potential, but it's quite expensive to rent. But all the pictures are available in Vero's initial presentation, and a lot of what I'm saying is already sort of in there. Going on to the theater situation, there's 2 main show venues, the Imperial Theater, which I went to, and the Echo de Cirque. This way, we would use the Echo de Cirque for, well, let me start with the Imperial Theater. We'll use for the Cascade of Stars and the Taste of Audrey. And it's rented for 2 nights to the original 5, which saves us a bunch of money, actually. And you can see that reflected more specifically. We can talk, or you can talk with Barrow later. And then the Ecole de Cirque will be used for the competitions and the youth showcase and the Renegades. And the busking competition they're planning on having in this town square area that overlooks the St. Lawrence. It's gorgeous. So food and drink stuff, basically there's food everywhere. All the, within a block is like the 3rd Street District. It's extremely full of food, variety of diets, and within like half a mile there's even more. So there's food everywhere, and that's literally one on the same block as Ecole de Cirque, and about 2 to 3 blocks from Sujet de Limoulou. In addition, the Turbo organization, and that's an important thing that's written in the full report if you just look at the introduction, is that this is going to be a partnership between the Turbo organization, which is a nonprofit association, and the IJA, and that's something that we're going to have to discuss. But at least the main, the only financial input for the nonprofit of Turbo 418 would be the food vending at the and beer vending at the Renegade. So just looking at the budget, it looks pretty financially viable at 350 people. You can take a look at it. There's lots of beautiful things about the city, I would just have to say. It's a very pretty city. And we would profit at 350 people, but I would anticipate significantly more because the Turbo organization really has a solid setup going in a community like they work with, like their Ecole de Cirque and they want to meet. So basically, I really enjoyed the venue. It was awesome. The full report is in there. You can take a look at where I'm at in that. It's like I've just been very busy, and I filled about 3/4 of it. It's kind of hasn't been edited yet, but it's in there in working form. And I think in general, I just was thinking as my final comments about this visit is that, you know, how do we partner effectively with individuals interested in hosting a festival? Just a really interesting question, like organizations that are already set up. And in what ways are we actually international? Because I think this festival pushes us to an international way, but in what, I mean, because it has, I mean, it's the North American festival, or is it international? And those are my final thoughts and discussion. But,
thanks, Noel. Thanks for doing all that work. I know you put a lot into this. One of the quick things that I know, like Noel mentioned to me in a talk we had earlier, was just some ideas that Vero had of having things like the opening show be in a downtown setting where basically it would be paid for by a grant because it would be out in the public. And anything that the grants are going to pay for has to be kind of out in the public view, so outside and stuff like that. So having an open show outdoors in the downtown area with a big stage set up and stuff like that sounds really neat and like an amazing way to get more of the community involved in the whole festival and make it more of a city-based festival than just in our little gym and stuff, getting it more out in the public eye. So that was one thing I was impressed by. Any thoughts or questions for Noel?
Noel, the IJA paid you $300, is that right?
It didn't happen yet. I don't know. It's going to, I think. I think that's the plan.
Yeah, I emailed you and Holly about it, Noel.
Okay.
To send her your address and stuff.
And
to pay for reimbursements for a site visit, basically. And, yeah, it also seemed like Noel and Fred O'Neill had a really good partnership as far as looking at ways to make this work and run smoothly. Lloyd and Fred O'Neill, when Lloyd returns from London, is going to be working on the agreements between Turbo and between the festival director position to present hopefully next month to us and to sign soon with Turbo and Vero. So we're making progress there.
And that's one of the things I think is going to be, there's a couple of things like for the grants that come in, and this is another, there's a couple of things that we'll have to discuss in the future. For example, the money that has to come in Canadian
mm-hmm.
for Turbo happening to reflect for the grants they're attempting to get. So there's a lot of discussion, I think, that goes
figuring out the details for how the money transfers.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's going to be a really awesome experience. I just, like, it's an awesome place. And I think the championships will be inspiring in the location. And they're going to get extra set stuff for the championships. They're getting risers and researching all of that. So Is there any
and Vero, also, I had a... Oh. Go ahead. What was that?
Is there any questions from everybody? Oh, it's kind of quiet over there.
I also, I talked to Vero this week, too, on Skype, and she was really inspired by having you there, Noelle, and really being able to go and talk about the details, and she felt like she really had a stronger vision now and is really excited to go into go mode. She also gave me a list of things to compile that the IJ will need to provide to her for the grant writing process, and I've written Martin, and the two of us are compiling the information she needs so that she can start the grant writing process and have that done by late February, and then she'll be submitting the grants in early May. Okay. Any other questions? Moving on to the next report. And actually, I know that one went a bit long, but let's try to keep the reports to 5 minutes.
Sorry.
So that we make some good progress. So future festival planning, Mike Sullivan?
Yes. We're still very optimistic with Lincoln, Nebraska, University of Nebraska at Lincoln for 2016, so long as we can accommodate holding our festival in August. They are full all summer long with youth sport groups, but are very, very eager to have us as long as we can slide our dates into August, which I think is worthwhile to consider. Now that they're back from winter break, we will have a preliminary site visit done this month by a good friend of the IJA, longtime resident performer and graduate of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Jack Kelly will be going and giving his feedback on everything. I expect it to be very positive and favorable. And if so, I'd like to follow up and pursue Lincoln for 2016, most likely. Since our last meeting, El Paso, Texas has submitted a proposal. I was skeptical about El Paso, but the proposal that they turned in is very compelling, and they are very, very excited to get me to come there and take a look at what they're offering. I would right now propose them for 2017 for a couple reasons. First of all, we would have three fests in a row at a college campus, BGSU, Purdue, and then presumably Nebraska. We might be ready to return to a downtown venue by then, and El Paso looks great. Heat would be a little bit of a concern, but everything in downtown is connected and covered by, walkways, breezeways, canopies, et cetera. And they are in the midst of a $500 million revitalization of their downtown. We would benefit from all of that. It would all be done by the time we would get there. Very attractive proposal, very low rates, beautiful facilities. I think they are going to deserve to be taken seriously, and so I'm going to keep following up with them. To keep my report short, everything else is in my report. I've uploaded both the El Paso and some other proposals as well, but right now Lincoln and El Paso are our two top priorities and our two best prospects for the next 2 years after 15. I'd be happy to take any questions.
I don't know that this is a question as much as a comment, but to me, I just feel like, I like everything that you've done and everything, but to me, I think the jugglers that I know that would want to go wouldn't want to be staying in a hotel, and would be more interested in staying in a place like Bowling Green or Purdue where there's really, really inexpensive housing. I guess that's really my only comment.
Okay. Well, keep in mind that the rates in El Paso right now are $79 for a double. And that is a private hotel room with a private bath, daily maid service, all your linens, all your towels, everything. It's very competitive rates. So when you compare it to what we just got done paying last year at Bowling Green or will pay next year in Purdue, you're getting a full-service hotel for just a few dollars more per night per person.
Yeah, just comparison, Jared, the cheapest option for the dorm rooms is $30 for a single, and that's with, like, a full hall bathroom. Yeah, just for comparison. And then $35 is the next cheapest, and then $69 is the most expensive option for private bathroom and private room.
Right. So, you know, when you look at it that way and then all the other things, and this is, remember, we haven't even started negotiating yet. This was their opening offer. And they have asked me, what will it take to get you guys to come to El Paso? They have mentioned things like a rebate, a grant to reduce the IJA's expenses, cross promotions, all kinds of things. So we're just at the very beginning. But I think when their opening offer is a hotel across the street from the convention center for $79, we haven't seen hotel rates that low since Buffalo in 2004. So this is a very attractive rate when you consider that they're talking about 2016.
Any other thoughts for Mike? Okay. I know the thing that keeps coming up that the board keeps having concerns about is just the director position and having that concept of a team of people in a general area that has a strong team like the Turbo Fest, I guess, kind of coordinating, organizing a festival that will work in their city and where they already have a strong juggling community and can attract a large juggling community is just something that has come up as potential alternatives to explore. And a different model to look into. And I know, Mike, you've presented several counterstatements to that as to looking at what we really need and what's really out there. So,
being
our mindset with those types of ideas is good as well.
Sure. And whenever my phone rings, I answer it. So if anybody has any ideas or contacts I can check with in various cities or local clubs that will support us bringing a festival in, I'm happy to talk to people. I'd be eager to follow up on any leads anybody has, as I always do.
Okay, I'm going to, with that in mind, I'm going to try and put you in touch with a club that contacted me, the club that I've gone to in Kansas City, or looking to propose something. So I'll have them contact you. Is email best, or...?
Email is fine, festivalsite@juggle.org, or my phone number is the same one that's listed, I think, on the IJA website for the festival news. I can give it out to anybody that needs it.
You said festivalsite@IJA.org?
At juggle.org.
Okay.
Yeah, festivalsite, S-I-T-E.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Quebec will be a good experiment to see how this goes, just with a kind of different setup and a different venue type of thing where they've got camping and the gym and things are a bit more spread out in the city but have public transportation and things like that, because I know there were some concerns about that. But at the same time, I think it'll be good to see what it looks like to have it in a different type of potential setting and see if it works. And then we can go from there on that model as well. Thanks so much, Mike.
Yes.
Good stuff. Okay, so I can find my agenda. Moving on to YEP report by Ellen Winters. Was super short this week, or this month. Any discussion regarding that report? Okay, moving on to marketing. Kyle Johnson.
Hello. All right, so... I just gave like a small update on the Facebook page. It's been getting a lot of likes lately. I've been updating it a lot. As I said, the flyers for the festival have come in, and they look good. I'm like in the process of making an email list. I'm going to send that out soon, asking certain people in certain areas, like our European rep, our Mexico rep, and our Canada rep, and then like lots of people that get around to different festivals be sending a lot of flyers out, and then handing a lot out myself. All that. Membership, we've already had a talked about the membership drive. We got 104 signups, 24, I believe, were new, which is cool. And later this month, there will be a photo contest on the Facebook page because we have one person that could not accept their festival pass as their raffle prize. So we're just going to recycle it into another contest to promote the early bird tickets for sale, which are February 15th. I believe that's mostly everything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I just want to say, just publicly in front of everyone, a huge thank you to Kyle for all of his work on the marketing or on the marketing membership drive. That's what it's called.
marketing drive.
Really, spent a ton of time working on it while in the middle of moving across the country, and so just on the effects of my stuff. But that was a big challenge and a huge time commitment that he made happen and pulled off the best membership guide I've seen since I've been on board. So good job, sir.
Aww. Good job, Kyle. thanks, guys.
Yeah, and thanks for all your work on the Facebook page and stuff. Membership report from Marilyn. Our numbers look like they're up a bit again. 1,167 membership records.
Nice.
That's good. And we should be seeing these jump a bunch, I would guess, in February with the beginning of early bird ticket sales. So that's great. And we're done with reports. Oh, wait, financial report. Scott Crossy is not here. On that note, I can talk about it here, I guess, but I've been writing Scott repeatedly in regards to the whole bookkeeper position, and Holly responded with answers for our questions regarding a job description, and I also got a copy of the job description that has existed in the past or is actually on our website, and asked Scott to compile those into one document. I haven't heard anything back in several weeks, so hopefully it's something he'll be able to put the time into. I know at our last meeting he said he should have the time to work on spearheading the project of finding the new bookkeeper. But he was going to check in with us at this meeting, so we'll see what he says next time he's at a meeting. And if we don't hear back from him, we'll have to figure out another plan. So moving on to the first motion, it's a long one. Hopefully people read it. This was presented by Martin specifically regarding the pre-election and election regulations. So motion to make the following changes to the IJ pre-election and election regulations. Does anyone want to make that motion?
This is Jared. I will make the motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
This is Kyle. I'll second.
And any discussion?
I'm glad to hear that Martin put that together.
The main changes here are, just looking at that we're changing from having sent things out in Juggle Magazine was how it was always written in the past, so changing it to our newer systems of things, and we're not doing mail-ins.
That's great. Sorry, I haven't had the chance to look this over yet. Would we be doing this online, or?
You should probably try to read it over.
Yeah.
I can read it out loud if we need to. Mail-in ballot shall be sent to all members whose membership are currently as...
Sorry, those are the dog boxes falling on the ground over here. Sorry.
What's that?
Oh,
so basically deleting these first paragraphs that talk about Juggle Magazine
and replacing the voting number.
Okay.
Currently two paragraphs with this text. The chief teller.
Oh, okay.
Each IJ member to be assigned a unique randomly generated decimal number and at least 7 digits voting number, with the exception that family members who share an IJ membership shall also share the same voting number. And the chief teller shall ensure that all email messages, that an email message is sent to the main email address, if any, associated with each membership, with such email message containing the membership voting number along with directions for mail-in voting. So it is, they could be mailing in voting. But we won't be sending voting reminders out to them via mail.
Okay.
Until the completion, the election, the mapping between voting numbers and membership shall be made available only up to a chief teller and those persons unavoidably involved in the numbers generation, distribution to members, and among and used in voting. Voting numbers shall be to the maximum extent possible. So, did everyone get to finish the reading of it?
Yep.
Yes? Noelle, are you still here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Any other discussion then? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. Next is motion to approve an operating budget for 2014. First, does anyone want to make the motion?
This is Jared. I'll make the motion so we can discuss it.
Yeah. Thank you. Do we have a second?
This is Noel. I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. People want to see, I put a whole bunch of different tabs on the bottom. I was trying to figure out the best way. The one that's actually being presented for voting is the first tab. The others are, and that is not including the festival budget as this last, or the festival budget this last year. Our goal was to try to have them kind of independent budgets of each other, so that if there was any financial loss or whatnot, it wouldn't affect the overall operating budget. So that's what I aim to do with the first one as well. Second one factors in the festival, and then the others we're looking at potential website AMS systems and what those numbers would do to the budget as well. Just for clarification there. Any discussion from folks?
So we no longer can you mute your phone if you're moving it? So we no longer have an accountant, right?
We have the bookkeeper. We have Holly.
We still have her.
We have her until we find a replacement, pretty much. But our goal is by March 1st or April 1st.
And Scott is like getting married or something, like.
Scott got married.
Well, I mean, I guess my question is like, I don't know. I don't know much about this, you know. I mean, I look through the budget, but it'd be nice if either he or Holly or somebody would kind of, you know, here. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. And really, Scott should be the person making the budget, but has not been responding to things or, yeah. So, main thing, I will tell you that I got all of the numbers from B9 through B20 directly from Holly. Those are our annual expenses that we pay for liability insurance, communications, bank charges that are automatic payments. Most of those, except for, I take it back, not all of those. Travel and shipping were not included in her numbers. Everything else is from her. But so those are annual things that pretty much have automatic payments that go out. A lot of this I took from a previous budget as well. Shipping was there for raffle prizes. Travel is for site visits, potential site visits. And then the bottom half, I added expenses that I know we've had, like World Juggling Day has been $750. I talked to Tom Wall about video tutorial contests, and that was what he requested. The IRC for Mexico would be $500, and then festival video editing. Nathan, that's just based on assuming that we may do a contract for the same amount for 2013-2014. Mm-hmm. DVD editing.
Should the festival DVD editing be part of the festival budget?
What's that?
Should the festival DVD editing be part of the festival budget?
It has not been while I have been on the board. It's something that's been organized by the board and not by the festival director and post-festival, so it's always been a separate account. It is not currently included in the festival budget.
Yeah, it seems like the festival budget should refer to things that the festival director is in control of, and they're not.
And also,
post festival.
Yeah, and also any money that you make from the DVDs goes into the general funding, not into the festival budget. So any profit that's made goes into general funding. Yeah, and we can. I mean, people can decide to say yes or no and whatnot. Here you can see it's a $511 profit, not much. And that's based on 750 adult memberships, 70 youth memberships, which is close to what we currently have. As well as, I was hoping Martin would be here because I don't know the general amount that is made through merchandise. 2000 was a was an estimate. So, depending on how people choose to vote, we can move forward with getting more information first and trying to run it by Scott and Holly, or moving forward so that we can nail down these amounts for their specific targets. Any other discussion from folks? Noelle, any thoughts? I know Noelle has such an experience. No. Okay. Moving to a vote. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, motion to approve championship rule changes for 2014.
Mm.
Have people been able to go through and look at... Let's do a motion first. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve championship rule?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Jared, I second.
Okay. And discussion?
I mean, I'm gonna vote for this, but I think there needs to be a lot more changes than this, and I guess I just wish that I don't know. It's my impression that that she I'm blanking on her name.
Vivica,
yeah, wasn't able to talk with or didn't talk with Jack Calvin at all. I mean, he came up with a similar kind of thing, you know, a couple months ago, and we voted not to do it or anything, right?
Jack Calvin's presentation, he actually talked to Vivica before she asked him to talk to me after they had already talked. His was a complete overhaul of the entire championship structure.
Right.
Whereas hers is some basic changes of the judging and the scoring system of the current structure that we have. So they both suggested changes, but they're very different in form.
Right. Okay. I'm glad
he was involved. He was involved in discussing. Yeah, and she was actually fairly. She said if the board wanted to change the Jack system, she was okay with it, but she might put up a fight. That's the way she worded it. But not a fight. No, but that she would didn't support it heavily, the change in that direction. But so this is just minor changes. Mainly the biggest thing is changing from a 5-point system to a 10-point system, and I discussed with her in more detail after our last meeting why that would be the case, and she said currently we don't really have a 5-point system. It's more like a 52-point system because you can do 1.2, 1.7, 3.5. And so actually having a 10-point system gives a description for every single point that can be given rather than having the gray area of the decimal point system.
All right.
Any other discussion? Questions? Okay, moving to a vote. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passed. All right, motion D, motion to approve 2013 DVD contract to be signed by Pablo Leon Olea. Does somebody want to make the motion?
Jared Davis, I make the motion.
Do we have a second?
This is Kyle, I'll second. This is Kyle, I'll second.
Any discussion?
Has anyone?
Nathan.
I read through it. I like the way Nathan has been working on this, and it looks good to me. I mean, I guess they'll have it. It appears that they should have it done within like 3 months. Is that right? Like
yeah,
that.
I basically used Dave Pawson's early templates, but I obviously changed the dates and the figures. But I also added some clarification regarding like the DVD menus and the way some of the music usage would work as well to make that a little more crystal clear. And I left the 3 month dates about the same too. I think, and last time I talked to Pablo, he seemed pretty confident that that would be doable.
Okay.
I did notice just one word thing, Nathan. At some point there, towards the bottom, there is still a TB instead of a PLO.
Ah.
Or no, TB.
Okay.
You got most of them.
I'm sorry, I got through that a little bit. All right,
No, it's great, but yeah.
Just one.
Get aware of that. I'm not looking at it directly right now, but I saw it earlier when I was reading it. Oh no, did I not put the right link? Probably.
One other thing I was considering is, I don't think I need formal approval for this, but I wanted to mention it, is possibly comping Pablo a IJA membership, both as a sign of goodwill and so he can more easily access videos of our 2012 festival to get a feel for kind of stylistically how to make the videos.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kyle. I'm all for that.
Okay, great.
And I was also thinking that if we end up doing the DVD through eJuggle again, available for members, that it could be comped through the eJuggle allotment of comps, potentially.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
We could just do the board, either way. Either way.
Yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. I'm changing that direction very quick. Sweet. Good job, Nathan. Thank you for your work on that.
My pleasure.
And final motion, to approve 2014 award nominees. Do we have a motion for this?
Jared Davis, I motion.
This is Kyle. I'll second.
And discussion.
I really liked their nominations. I thought they were great. Paul Potts is they're all just really great.
This is Noel. I saw Paul Ponce at Carvon, and he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
People jumping out of their seats. It was amazing in France. It was pretty awesome. Mm. So, yes,
yep.
I second. It's amazing. Amazing. It's
an
Why no Bobby May Award this year?
Why no Bobby May Award?
Yeah.
Some of your awards are just not awarded.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the choice of the awarding committee. If there was nobody either nominated or they didn't agree with the nominations or whatever, then they can opt to not have somebody receive the award. And I would just like to say that I think Mike and Marilyn Sullivan also are pretty amazing and have done
yeah.
good work. and Gabby and Paul as well. Their story was interesting to read. I will say one thing that I find challenging about this specific format we have is that the show directors have already fairly nailed down our main big performers. Generally, it's nice to have the awardees present at the festival, and I know like last year Tim flew in the Award of Excellence person as one of her special guests. I don't know that we would have the remaining budget to fly in one of these groups to receive awards or to be part of the show. It would be amazing to bring in Paul Ponce. Say.
Yes.
I'm going to say since his name is Spanish, it's supposed to be Paul Ponce. But I could be wrong. But that was just one thing that I think could be improved on next year is more communication between the awarding committee and the show directors so that potential deans can be discussed early on rather than once show is already kind of established. Actually have the people there because it'll be a little weird to make all of these awards. And it looks like Mike and Marilyn would be the only two people present to receive them. So just if anyone had any other thoughts about that.
That sounds like a great idea.
As far as for next future planning?
Yes, like if, I mean, how can we make a note to do that earlier in the year next year? I mean, what do we need to do?
Earlier deadline?
Earlier deadline. There was actually no deadline ever mentioned was the other thing. I'd been in touch with David Kane, and he was like, oh, I'm ready to make my nominations, and I had just put something in the newsletter last week, and then I told David to write that, and then he was like, oh, we've already made our announcements, because yeah, there was never a deadline made. So specifying a deadline would be good.
Yeah.
Also just having direct communication, like, if before they actually present it to the board, if the nomination committee can kind of start mentioning some names to the show director of just who they're thinking might be nominees, potential nominees, so that they have a heads up, well, that could be helpful too. Better communication. And talking to Vero about it, since she'll be the director next year. Okay, any other discussion? Move to voting. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. All right, way to make it to the motions, guys. So we are now to Varia, which we have a little bit here. First on the list is website discussion. There's been lots of talk on this on the forums, through email, and yes. So, website discussion. Mike, I know you have some thoughts.
Well, I just think it's time to do something. We have the money. We need to do it. We should do something.
Mike, I read your post, and I thought it was great, and I appreciate your feedback.
Thank you. You know, if we started now, we could have this system on its feet by the time of our festival.
Mm-hmm. And, Mike, are you still willing to spearhead that if the board chose to go in that direction?
Yes, I will spearhead it. And since I'm married to the membership director, where all the mission-critical data that we have to migrate comes from, I think we're in a very good position to take charge of that.
Okay.
Now, migrating all of the content from our current site will be, I think, would benefit from a team effort and will take some time, but that's something we can do as we go along. But getting the main functions of the membership-driven site and the content management and possibly some of the other major functions should be things that we can plan on having done by summertime.
Aaron, have you put, you were talking about that you've looked into this a bit further?
This is the AMS that Mike and myself and the boards in general have been looking at and exploring for a long time. This is a forum discussion
sure.
where I looked into the other option that I talked to you guys about a couple weeks ago, which was the option of Wile Apricot with a front-end design alternative, because the Wile Apricot templates are not all that fabulous. To which Mike responded saying, no, basically, and also saying that's just starting to piece together again, which is the current system we have, a bunch of different pieces strapped together to form a website and poorly managed and not easily transferable between hands for who can work on it and who can fix it up and all kinds of different good points that he made. And after a long time of trying to see if there's other options and seeing who might step forward to take those on, I'm leaning more towards paying the money and getting the AMS system, only in that it is time to do something.
And the five-month cost?
Been a big concern of everybody is, number one, the ongoing cost would be $6,000 per year. Like I said,
okay.
You have $40,000 in the general fund, which is true. $20,000 of that essentially is owed back to the life member fund. However, that can be made back in increments, like $5,000 a year or something like that, or less even, depending on how the board wants to pay that back. But we do have $40,000 a year right now, and just having it sit there as opposed to going towards updating our website sooner than later doesn't make sense.
And Aaron, I don't know how much more you can say about the note you posted on a new anonymous donor that is willing to help fund this project, but if you can share anything else,
yeah,
I'd be interested.
Definitely. So, sure, yeah. Somebody just emailed the board in December or so saying that they had made a donation of about $1,000 in January and $5,000 recently through a company, but they wanted to remain anonymous and said that moving forward, they are likely going to continue to have donations such as this coming in and would like a targeted place to put that money. The board discussed it in detail and looked at and presented several different options and basically narrowed it down to the thing that would be the most beneficial for us would be to have that money go towards the website, and presented that to them in mid-December. We have not heard back. And then Lloyd, after my recent email to the board about the website and our discussion at this meeting, sent another email to that anonymous donor to the follow-up, and so we're still waiting to hear back if they feel that that's where they want to be putting their money.
Well, that sounds great, and that would certainly get us, into the first year, if not more.
Right, yeah, and it depends on if that's going to be an ongoing thing or what. So we were kind of waiting on that before moving forward in any direction for payment. But this is definitely the most organized plan and with somebody behind it to actually make something happen. My proposal would be looking at the AMS, since I was back on one of the sites last night. I'm still not very impressed with the front end, I'm not going to lie. I think the front end is fairly lacking. Figuring out how to make those as cool and hip and modern and young, not necessarily young, but cool and hip and modern as possible. would be great.
Well, also, remember where we're coming from. I mean, I don't have to tell you what juggle.org looks like. And,
yeah, totally.
I would have to say that of the three, Wild Apricot is probably the least impressive, but you look at some of the client sites of your membership or Timberlake, and they are very professional. You know, they may not be hip. Yeah, they're very
Yeah, I guess that's the main thing. They look professional, but in the juggling world, we want it to look a bit hip, too. And I think the main thing that can be done there is putting in cool pictures instead of
okay.
make look businessy, making it look more mm-hmm. fun and juggle. And if that involved bringing in an outside eye of a web person who can help make that happen, mm-hmm. I would suggest that as well.
Yeah. I think when I first came on, it was like right at a very, you know, explosive moment when I came onto the board, and it was like, you know, oh, $6,000, it just seems like a crazy amount of money, but after going without for so long, like going without a, you know, a better option, really, it seems like I'm ready to pay, ready for, you know, us to put the money down and have a good website that's reliable and usable.
And I think my main concern in the 6,000 is that, yeah, we did lose a lot of money 1 year, and we suddenly had no money, and we couldn't have easily paid that 6,000. But Dizay is not in a place where it's still got $53,000 in the life member fund on top of the $40,000, and that's a backup. So it's like even if the festival lost $20,000 again, like it did in 2011, there's still backup money that could go towards that website for a while. It's not indefinite. But then there's also the EWI fund that's building for the future. And really, I think an updated website will help build towards having better funding in the future too, by having more appeal to a bigger audience and more professional look to help get more members potentially. So my proposal would be that we all just look at these two options between Timberlake and your, what's the other one called, Mike?
Yourmembership.com. Now,
your membership.
I just want to let everybody, yes, yourmembership.com. I just want to let everybody know that since I prepared the pricing analysis of your membership about 2.5 years ago, they've actually raised their price for the first time in over 5 years. So I will have to get new pricing from them. I think it went up either $1,000 or $2,000. So then and for all I know, Timberlake may have raised their price as well in lockstep, since these two guys seem to be within pennies of each other. But in any case, if you can look at them and see which one you have a preference for, and don't just go by cosmetics, go by the functionality, because that's really what we're paying for. And I will reach out to both of them and ask them for updated pricing.
Okay. Could you, I know we have the AMS links to these two places. Would you be willing to send out an email just with specifically the website for each company and their pricing once you get them, as well as?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. As well as a list of, I know you had sent me a list of websites that use these systems in the past.
Yeah, they're client sites, sure. I have all that. That's in the, yeah, I'll resend
it
all.
In the PDF?
Sure.
In the PDF on the docs? On Google Docs?
Yeah, it's in there. There's an AMS timeline document that's in there from some months ago, and I believe all that information is in there, but I will get updated pricing.
Yeah, and I was just looking at that yesterday, and it's 22 pages long, so if we could just narrow it down to just those two main things, the website website pricing and clients. And also, yeah, I guess the other thing to look at would be the AMS, what was the actual recommendation for those specific paragraphs?
Okay, will do.
Okay, thanks. Any other discussion for website? And then we'll add it. What's that?
I was saying so we can... We could maybe vote on something like this soon.
Next month.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so I'm thinking if everyone can look at each of those and we need to have some discussion maybe at the middle or the early meeting next month about which one we want to actually make a motion about. Okay. Moving on then, deadline for board nominations is May 15th. We just need to have a plan for promotion and know that there will be 4 openings this coming year. Plan for promotion, and I also know, like, Kyle, you discussed the idea of having online voting options at one point.
Yeah, it was something I had thought about and forgot about a while ago, that we should move everything to online voting, because I know there's, like, certain things where, like, how do we know that this person is this person and all that, but I think it just makes a lot more sense than mail-ins. I just think that we would get a lot more people actually voting.
Do you know of a system we could use?
I remember there was one, I thought about this a while ago, but it was a some poll, something, I can't remember at the moment what it was. I can search for it before our next meeting.
Yeah, that might be a good thing, would be to just research what some of those options might be.
Yeah, I can talk to Tom about it. He was using some website that was like...
voting system.
Oh,
and considering, and it would be good for you to just reread what we just voted on, because something about each person getting a specific number and things like that. That way...
Ballot bin?
How that might play into it. Ballot bin, yeah.
That was the one I was thinking of.
I would think for the first year, keeping it where it could be online voting or mail-in, and then potentially shifting to all online at a future year.
Yeah.
Have it be a transitional period. Could be good, but yeah. So you want to look those up and kind of have a little
information. I'll send a
for next meeting or
okay.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And then promotion plan, I guess. I did ask Martin to include something in the newsletter for this month announcing it. We should do some announcements on Facebook, potentially
sure.
Put it in some ECL article coming up. Yeah, so last year, May 15th came up, and the board didn't realize that was the date and hadn't done anything outreach-wise, so there were no nominations submitted by then. So this year, we need to be on it.
So any time from now till May 15th?
Yeah, essentially.
And those should be sent to what exactly?
It is all in that.
We already have
this edited. It's somewhere. Martin would know all those details. Specifically.
Okay. All right.
But nominations@duckle.org, I think, is the email. But I would say just check in with Martin if you can. Communications@duckle.org, and see if he can give you all the details. Okay. Next, review updated IJA logo suggestion from Jason Horst. Just so people know, Jason was the one who is interested in, or he's been discussing website redesign and website upgrades with me for the IJA, and said something like, while you're going through this change, you might also want to look at updating the logo and modernizing the logo a bit. And these were just some ideas that he threw out, staying with the same logo, but like seeing it up a little bit. Just basically, I guess, opinions on these logos and also in general what people's thoughts are regarding any change to the logo. People think it's a good idea, not a good idea, etc.
I think it's a good idea. I think these are good starting points. Most of them, I think we could provide some input in, like the letter J is nearly indistinguishable as a J in about 5 of the 6 renderings. But I think it's worthwhile to pursue a new logo or an updated logo, and this looks like a solid start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for it also. I'm not crazy about these logos exactly, but I'm totally up for a new one.
Same here. I'm not crazy about these ones. I see where he was going, and I like the idea of making the club skinnier, and I could see the modernization of the current logo being a smooth transition between kind of making it more modern and hip for the younger people, but also not offending older folks who love this logo and the history of it and things like that. But at the same time, I could see a whole new logo being a great thing for the change of the website, too, and kind of starting fresh with something totally new and upgraded.
Yeah.
There's spot. Jared, any?
I agree. I'm with you guys. Great idea. Great all around.
For like a new logo or kind of, I guess this guy's
for a new,
like,
new logo. I like the idea for the logo. I like that he's helping, that he came up with some stuff. I don't necessarily want to vote on one of those right now, but I think that...
Oh, no, it's not a vote at all. But maybe
right.
You just give him some direction for where to go if we want him to, like, improve upon the ones he's working on and kind of keep going in that direction, or just go in a whole different direction and create something new. Just overall.
I mean, I think anytime somebody volunteers to do something, I think it's great that they're offering to help. So I think that's great that he's offering that, and I am glad that he's doing it. And I was just waiting to go on to the next part. The book.
This is Kyle. I think that I would, if you're communicating with him, I would tell him to check out other options. Like, because I do like our normal logo. I'm not like, you know, I'm not in a hurry to get rid of it. But I would check for something different, like something with different props or maybe more abstract that could be interpreted as juggling or like a hand or something like that. Might be good.
Okay. Cool. And I have a couple other artists that have always offered to do work that I could just say, hey, we're looking at IJ logo options. Would you be interested in submitting something for review by the board, and just kind of to get a few different options from different types of artists? But yeah. Okay, cool. Then I'll keep moving forward. Overall, yeah. Letting him know that we like where he's going with things, and then giving him some suggestions for other options. Sweet. Okay, and Variet D discussed the plan for book for replacement. This was really based on Scott being here. So without him being here, I wonder if Scott ends up not being able to have the time to put forth, is there anyone else who would be willing to take on? I know some people weren't here at the last meeting. Basically, I said I do not have the time to completely focus on this task currently. So if somebody else could spearhead it, that would be wonderful. And Scott said he may be willing to do it. But if he's not, is there anyone else who might be interested in spearheading this? The recruitment process, maybe a bookkeeper.
Is that something that that Kyle could post onto the Facebook page that we're looking for a bookkeeper?
Well, that'd
yeah.
be part of the process, yeah. But that's not the person spearheading.
But right. I don't.
But yeah.
I mean, I don't know any bookkeepers. I don't have a means of asking people to do it. I mean, that was just one of my thoughts.
I think the main thing, I guess, when I say spearheading, it would be somebody who compiles the job description, presents that to the board, comes up with a plan for promoting it, and then also books interview, like creates deadlines for when applications would be needed, and creates interview time slots for the interview process.
How do you want interviews conducted, do you think?
That would be determined by the person who's spearheading the project. I would think phone interviews would be great, and I know Lloyd and myself said we'd be happy to be part of those interviews. But yeah.
If no one's stepping up, I'd be happy to see if I could spearhead that.
Are you sure, Nathan Wakefield?
Yeah, I guess.
Nathan's got a lot on his plate. He's killing it right now, just so y'all know. Nathan's killing it right now. Okay, so for the win.
I'll take it.
No, you didn't. So let's try to see if Scott's able to respond within the next week or so, or by February 1st maybe, and if we don't hear anything back from him, we'll just have to move forward. And then, yeah, I'll take you up on that, Nathan Wakefield.
Sounds good. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Awesome.
Hey, guys. This is Noel. I think I got to go pretty soon here.
Okay. Yeah, we're about done. We're going to set the meetings and adjourn.
Right.
And we got 4 minutes for an hour and a half block. So meeting dates for February. I'm opening my calendar right quick. That's the calendar. What do we have?
The 2nd and the 16th.
Mike and Marilyn will be unavailable on the 16th, but it's no big deal.
Okay. I'll be in Austin on the 23rd, so 16th will work.
Me too.
Work. Lucky dog.
How does that work for everyone else? Fine. Fine. Okay. Let's set those times. 5:30 p.m. And now I need a motion to adjourn.
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
This is Noel.
I will second this. Don't need a second.
Sweet.
Good job. Any discussion? Have an excellent month, you guys.
Hi, everybody.
Night, guys. Any abstentions? Okay, motion passed. Have a great night.